Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today going to be cloudy. We'll have a high of about 43 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's a little foggy out there with 32 degrees. Milwaukee, some fog and mist with 34. Burlington is 32. Freezing fog is reported. And in Racine, 33 degrees. It is foggy. Do be careful if you're going to be driving. Also be aware that with the near-freezing temperatures, some of those roads might be a little bit slick. Same thing with sidewalks. Some of that moisture from yesterday, the humidity and the mist and all that may have created some icy conditions you may not see. So do be careful this morning. The FAA is investigating after a plane went down in a cornfield in Kenosha County. It actually landed in the field. The aircraft going down yesterday afternoon near Kenosha Regional Airport. Pilot was not hurt. It's not yet known what caused that incident. The traffic impact study for a proposed $6 million retail development at the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street in Mount Pleasant may be a deciding factor in whether that project moves forward. It's a special 6:30 meeting tonight of the Village Plan Commission to consider amending the comprehensive land use plan for the village and the county and to rezone about a dozen parcels for construction of a gas station with a restaurant and car wash facility, all proposed by the Wilcom Development Company. The land would have to be rezoned from neighborhood business and residential single family to general business. Ahead of tonight's meeting, Mount Pleasant Community Development Director Logan Martin indicated he supports the project now based on the findings of the traffic study, one of the big concerns raised in previous meetings. A proposed 3-year contract with Kenosha Transit System employees is one of the items to be considered by the Kenosha City Council tonight. The voluntary settlement with Local 998 of the Amalgamated Transit Union calls for a 2% wage increase to cover this year, 2.5% increases both next year and in 2017. Contributions to the Wisconsin retirement system would be 3% in 2016, 4% the following year. While roads in general are supposed to have relatively smooth surfaces, in Wisconsin with our weather, that can be a problem. State Department of Transportation says in the rain or the snow, that'll obviously make roads slippery. Steve Krebs, director of the Technical Services Bureau, says high-friction surface treatments, those can actually enhance traction along trouble spots and maybe help keep vehicles from sliding out of control, especially during the wintertime.
Basically, it involves applying a special aggregate overlay that provides a rougher texture and gives vehicles more traction on the pavement. Typically, it's applied on a short roadway section like bridge decks, ramps, or curves where there's been a history of vehicle slide-off type crashes.
Krebs pointing out that they can only do so much to try to help drivers when road conditions deteriorate. Motorists, though, he says, still need to do their part and slow down. The Racine Redevelopment Authority will meet at City Hall later this afternoon. The agenda includes the latest on EPA grants for brownfield cleanup work. There's a request to apply for $400,000 towards citywide assessment efforts. Another $200,000 application would go specifically toward the south lot of the Racine Steel Castings property on North Memorial Drive. An injury prompted the last-minute cancellation of a recent RDA meeting in the city. That raised the issue of having enough members to maintain a quorum and accomplish business on a posted agenda. And that's not just for the RDA. City Administrator Tom Friedel explained at the recent council meeting that when the RDA report came up for consideration, finding citizens willing to serve and to show up, well, that has been an issue in other locations as well.
We've been short 2 people on the RDA for some time. We've been vetting some different candidates, and we will be appointing another person last month. What happened in this particular case, they had agreed to meet. Unfortunately, Alderman Morgenroth had a trip and fall and called shortly before the meeting and couldn't attend. So it was a very unusual situation. It's usually pretty reliable, and we're going to get our committees up. But I have to tell you that it's been becoming more difficult to find members who are willing to serve.
Lack of a quorum has been a past problem with the 9-member Board of Health, just to name one group, but surfaced with others as well. Anybody who's interested in serving on a non-standing committee in the city of Racine can contact their alderman or just the mayor's office. The mayor recommends appointments to the council. Good news for Badgers fans. They've got a bowl game coming up on December 30th. It's going to be against USC in the Holiday Bowl. That'll be at San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium.
I was excited. I know our kids will be really excited about it and looking forward to it.
That's the Badgers' Paul Chris, their team finishing the season 9-3, the Trojans an 8-5 season in the Pac-12. The Caledonia Village Board will have a special 6:30 p.m. meeting prior to its regular session for retiring Police Chief Toby Shy to give trustees a presentation on the state of the department as it goes forward without him. Shy announcing his retirement effective December 17, though he is effectively done now because of 2 weeks of vacation being used until that date. The interim chief is Captain Dan Warren until the Police and Fire Commission picks a replacement. Caledonia's 7 p.m. regular meeting includes a resolution to authorize participation in a study about Racine Unified with Sturtevant. The Mount Pleasant Board may consider that issue at its next meeting. There is also the resolution on We Energy's air monitoring station proposed by 7 Mile Road and the railroad tracks due to the air quality complaints by some residents living near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Dispatchers at the Racine County Emergency Communications Center at Ives Grove have had printed cards with medical information available in case of a call in which they need to instruct someone, for example, how to perform CPR, but that is going to be changing. At the recent county board meeting, Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur explained the county is going to implement an electronic version for about $6,500.
It currently has a system by each dispatcher for emergency medical dispatch instructions. The company that we purchased these from is no longer offering these card systems. So at this time, we will be going to a program that's offered on the computers. This transfer will allow the dispatch to purchase one for each computer of the dispatch center and also have a backup.
All the communication center employees are certified to allow them to provide the medical instructions before the arrival of first responders. A 2016 contract with the Wisconsin Humane Society for Animal Control Services in the city of Racine is among the agenda items up for consideration this evening by the Finance and Personnel Committee. Total cost would be $251,250, or about $22,000 a month. Also to get consideration, proposed agreements for public health services by the City Health Department with the villages of Elmwood Park and Wind Point, as well as a 2016 collective bargaining agreement with the Racine Professional Employees Association. It will mean another $18,000 on the cost of the budget. That's included, though, already approved in the 2016 budget and was approved recently by the council. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Go to the local news section. Also, at WRJN News will get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.